It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Can use some exotic booze. There's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
With me, let's float down to Peru.
I am delighted to be with you this hour. If you missed the first hour of this 3-hour production, you're going to want to go to the podcast by the middle of the week, somewhere around Wednesday. And you'll be able to go to travelers411.com, the interactive side of our family of award-winning websites, and go to the podcast, and you'll be able to download the show and take us with you. And for 52 weeks, that podcast will be there. Simultaneously, we archive in the show notes and with links from our travel directories, from our forums, from all over the place, cross-referenced everywhere, the archived audio for the show. And that stays forever and ever. You can't download it, but long after the podcast is gone for today's show, you'll be able to hear the archived audio. And use the search box at travelers411.com and sabrams.com to just put in the subject, the destination, the brand name of whatever we talked about, the name of the person we spoke with. Any of that will get you links to, oh my gosh, just about everything, the directory, the forums, the photo albums, if I wrote a blog about it, or there are stories, or whatever, and the archived audio. So that's a wonderful tool for you. We were talking in the last hour about an event that's coming up on the 24th, Wednesday, the 24th of October, that I'm going to move mountains to be there. It's taking place in Beekman Town, New York, which is fairly close to Plattsburgh, New York. You can get there on Amtrak. At Beekman Town High School on October 24th, the doors will open at 6. The presentation begins at 7. The guest speaker is Temple Grandin. If you're just joining us, go to Netflix, go to HBO, go to whoever you like to watch on TV, go to Redbox and rent it. See if you can get the film that is named for her. Her name is Temple Grandin. I really should check the spelling. I'm pretty sure it's Grandin. And it's a feature film that is fascinating. I promise you, you will fall in love with Temple Grandin. I'm right. It's D-I-N. Grandin. You might even get a catalog called, I think it's called Grandin Road. It's a catalog of goodies for your patio and outside your house and decorative things inside your house. And I'm pretty sure that's associated with her and all of the educational and philanthropic things she does. She has a doctorate degree. She has a bunch of other degrees. She is a professor in Colorado. And she is autistic. And she has developed incredible methodology for dealing with livestock that has been adopted by some of the very biggest organizations, companies that are involved with cattle. I mean, she's a rock star in the agricultural world. And as far as I'm concerned, she's just a rock star. The woman is amazing and has overcome such challenges because she is autistic. And the challenges of, you know, nobody is born with the skills to raise an autistic child. So, you know, there were a lot of challenges dealing with her family situation, the schools that she was sent to, places where they treated her like really a strange person, and places that embraced her and nurtured her and helped her to grow into the amazing person she is, who has written many books, who speaks all over the world. And anyone that knows anyone who is autistic or is raising an autistic child or is involved in the professional community, if you don't know who Temple Grandin is, you need to be at this event in upstate New York, near Plattsburgh, in Beekmantown, at the Beekmantown High School on October 24th. I have a feeling that the 900-room gymnasium in which this presentation will take place will be overflowing with standing room. So, and you've got to see the film, Temple Grandin. You have got to make yourself the promise that you will treat yourself and your family to the film. You see this? You will never allow anybody to make an excuse in your presence as to why they can't do something. Because you want to talk about overcoming obstacles? Holy cow. And minute to minute, the film is just filled with inspirational moments. Truly inspirational moments. Really worth your time and interest. So if you're planning to visit the Adirondack Coast, if you're planning to be at this October 24th event, you're probably going to want to need a place to, you know where to stay. And I thought it would be fun to have on a couple of hoteliers. And this hour, we're going to be talking about the Essex Inn on the Adirondack Coast in Essex, New York, right after this.
Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Join conductor Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops in a performance filled with holiday music favorites, the traditional pop sing-along, and a visit from Santa Claus himself. The magical atmosphere of Boston's world-famous Symphony Hall, beautifully decorated to evoke all the spirit and charm of the season, add to the fun. Tickets are on sale now at 888-266-1200 or bso.org.
I am delighted to have on the line with me Tommy Lambert. He's the general manager of the Essex Inn on the Adirondack Coast. You know, I always think of the Adirondacks as a mountainous area, and I don't associate it with a coastline. So do the mountains come down to the waterfront, or does it flatten out somewhere?
Well, you know, you have the can you hear me all right here?
Oh, yeah, I'm hearing you real good.
All right. Well, thank you, Stephanie. You know, between the mountains and the lake, we're in a confined valley here. And, you know, I guess when snow melts off, then we get a lot of water that runs down. But we don't get flooded out here.
Oh, well, that's a good thing.
Well, I mean,
it's an interesting question because I was speaking with somebody the other day. And I said to them, you know, do you have concern? It was either the people in Guernsey or the Isle of Man. I forget. I was interviewing somebody. And my concern was, you know, do you have concerns about rising water levels?
Well, the water can get high once in a while, but, you know, pretty much by April or May, it's receded, and then we're looking for water in the middle of the summer. So, you know, it does what it does, and we see what happens with it, but it doesn't affect any business over here.
Oh, that's a good thing. I was just, somebody in the control room just brought to my attention that the film Temple Grandin, Claire Danes plays Temple Grandin. The film is 108 minutes. It came out in 2010. You can go to Google Play and you can rent it for $2.99 or you can buy it for $8.99. And somewhere in my clicking around, I saw that they will ship it free. I may actually buy it because I don't own it. But you can go. HBO runs it fairly often. We have to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back, and I'll bring you up to date on more. Don't leave me.
What's doing the Lambeth Walk? Oi, every little Lambeth gal with the little Lambeth pal. You'll find a soul doing the Lambeth Walk. Hey, everything. I do as you're done, well pleasey. Why don't you make your way there? Go there, stay there. Once you get down Lambeth Way, every evening, every day, you'll find yourself doing the Lambeth Walk. Aye.
Amtrak's historic Great Dome Car starts service September 27th through November 2nd between New York's Albany Rensselaer train station and Montreal, Canada. Board the Adirondack between New York City's Penn Station to connect with the Dome Car in Albany. Experience the splendor of upstate New York's fall foliage with upper-level windows on all sides and skyward, providing panoramic views of tree colors, sweeping vistas of Lake Champlain, and the Adirondack Mountains. Dome Car seats are unreserved and available on a first-come, first-served basis. Take advantage of the available 15% discount off regular full adult fares starting at $53 one way. And one child with a paid adult passenger receives a 50% discount. Reserve now at Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com to reserve your seat on Amtrak's historic Great Dome Car. Starting service September 27th through November 2nd between New York's Albany Rensselaer train station and Montreal, Canada.
Movie show travel itineraries with dots on maps. I want to do better than that and take you traveling by TV. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Join me on Sundays on my new show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Plan to sit right beside me. We'll explore travel for fun, business, reunions, weddings, honeymoons, families, and sports adventures, reaching homes in Boston, New York City, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Dallas, Houston, Nashville, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and more cities across America. Our affiliate TV stations are listed at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog and at biztv.com. Let's take off traveling together when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Let's take an old-fashioned walk. I'm just bursting with talk. What a tale could be told if we went for an old-fashioned walk.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Let's take a stroll through the park.
I am delighted to have on the line with me Tommy Lambert, the general manager and member of the family that owns the Essex Inn on the Adirondack Coast in Essex, New York. Now, how far are you from Plattsburgh?
So we're about 40 minutes from Plattsburgh. The Charlotte Essex ferry runs through here. It's about a 20-minute ferry ride across the lake. Beautiful ride, you know.
So is that Lake Champlain?
Lake Champlain, yeah. It's the they call it the sixth Great Lake. And
where does it take you? Take you to Vermont?
Yeah, so you go from Essex to Vermont. You land in Charlotte, Vermont. It's about a half hour to Burlington. We're on the coast, so we're about 45 minutes or to an hour to Lake Placid up in the Adirondack Mountains. And then a quick ride down south to Albany is about 2 hours. So you have that kind of aspect of a small area that's quaint and desolate, but you're close to some major city. You know, and Montreal would be about an hour and a half away. So,
oh, what a wonderful run!
You're around places that are accessible, that are not desolate.
Well, now what's really interesting is Plattsburgh the closest Amtrak station?
There is an Amtrak that goes through, I think it's an Amtrak that goes through Westport.
Yes, Westport is where you get off to go to Lake Placid.
Yep, so that's 20 minutes from
No kidding! Really?
We're kind of a hidden gem in the middle of nowhere, but...
No kidding! Well, that's really interesting.
That's what makes it special here.
That is really interesting. I mean, what a great day, people. Especially now the Dome Car is in service. It's the vintage Dome Car from the 1950s that Amtrak puts onto the back of, it's northbound, it's train 69, and southbound, it's train 68. And it runs through the early November. And I think the northbound days are, wait a minute, I'll tell you, I'll look on here because I don't want to mess it up and tell you the wrong information. It's Thursdays, it goes northbound, Thursdays, Saturdays, and Mondays. And the Dome Car is on the back of the train southbound from Montreal, which is the last stop. First stop is Albany, New York. So you could, if you're in New York City or anywhere in the Hudson Valley, you can get on the train to Albany. Then you're going to get off and get on the train that's got the Dome Car on it. And that's going to be train 69 going north. Thursday, Saturday, or Monday. And you can, if you stay overnight for a day, a week, a month, well, be careful with a month because the train service will be there, but the dome car won't. Coming back on train 68, Fridays, Sundays, and Tuesdays southbound. And Wednesdays, the train runs, but the dome car doesn't because that day they take it in for maintenance and, you know, do a thorough cleaning and all that sort of thing. So, in theory, you could get off in Westport. Amtrak has vans, very classy vans, by the way. You think you're the Pasha they've come to pick up. That will take you into Lake Placid, which is like visiting an alpine village. You can stay overnight there. My favorite place is the Mirror Lake Inn. And then if go back to Westport to the station, and if you're only 20 minutes from Westport, you know, sort out renting a car or whatever and get yourself over to Essex. Why should people come to Essex? Aside from your property, which we will talk about, the Essex Inn, what makes Essex a special place?
Well, so I think that, I didn't grow up around here. I grew up in Connecticut, but I've been coming here since I was a little kid. And the historic value of it is really special. In the early 1800s, it was the largest seaport on the New York side of the lake. And there is a lot of, the War of 1812, and it was a large quarry and shipbuilding area. It was a place for traders and militiamen to hang out. And, Essex right now is, there's 600 of us that live here year-round. In the summertime, it goes threefold. But in 1820, it was 10,000.
Oh, my gosh.
So, it was really, it's like I keep saying desolate, but it really, that's what makes it special is that everyone that is around here appreciates what it was. And, small community, it's kind of...
Very neat.
Something that when you walk down the road, you run into a neighbor. Hey, do you have any eggs? Do you have any onions? Stuff like that. And there's a lot of local farm premises around here that, provide the community. And it's nice to know your neighbor, I guess.
You and Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but
All right.
I have to be a little bit older for that, I think.
One of the folks in our control room was snooping around the internet looking at Essex, New York, and saying that it reminded him of Ferndale, California, which is a community that... Well, there are two films made there that you may know. One was The Majestic with Jim Carrey about a movie theater.
Oh, yeah.
That movie theater does not exist, by the way. They built a facade that looks like a movie theater, and they, if you walked around the back of it, there was no building behind it. The rest was shot in a soundstage studio in Los Angeles. And they just propped it up in the middle of the street. And when you look at the Majestic, to the left of it, you will see a big blue Victorian building. That's the Victorian Inn, owned by Lowell Daniels and his wife, Jenny. And that whole town, there isn't one neon sign. There are no logoed shops. It's the way it was in the late 1800s, early 1900s. Also, the film Outbreak with Dustin Hoffman about an Ebola virus kind of illness was shot there. And the same place they put the Majestic facade is where they took... There's a bank building behind it. They made the bank building look like it was the hospital. And of course, just the outsides were shot there and whatever. We're going to take a quick break and come right back because I want to know if Essex feels like a museum village because of, its history. Don't leave me, everybody.
Yeah,
we'll be right back.
I'll tell you a little bit about that when
Stephanie
we get back.
Abrams here. Don't leave me.
For a cup.
couple who seem to be miles apart.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
GreatHealthyWater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and save 15%.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown when you've got worries.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
He seems to help, I know. Downtown. Just
I am delighted to have Tommy Lambert on the line with me. He's the general manager of the family-owned, managed, operated Essex Inn on the Adirondack coast of New York. In Essex, New York, a town that is on the National Register of Historic Places. What's interesting also to me from a travel point of view is, you know, whether you're going up to, where is it? Beekmantown, New York, to be at the event when Temple Grandin is speaking there on October 24th or not. You've got the rest of the year. If you think about it, you could go up to Lake Placid, and you know, you could be driving or you can take the train from New York northward, and at this time of the year in Albany you could catch the Dome Car train up to Westport, New York. Amtrak will then transport you from the station to Lake Placid, spend some time in Lake Placid, then go back to the station. Maybe you want to organize a rental car from that point and go to Essex, New York, take the ferry across Lake Champlain, you'll be in Vermont. I mean, how cool is that? I mean, that's really a wonderful experience. And especially this time of the year, when you don't have to worry about any humidity at this time of the year, people, bring your turtleneck sweaters and feel very plaid and collegiate, and go apple picking and pumpkin picking and, you know, visiting wineries and such in the region. But I'm interested, Tommy, in the National Register of Historic Places story. Can you walk us through and make us feel like we're there? What are we seeing? What are we doing? What are we visiting?
So a lot of the, you know, the architecture around here, like you mentioned, is historic. And it's kind of a mix between, like, Gothic and New Age kind of,
contemporary.
Yeah, New Age, Gothic. A lot of them were built in the early 1800s, so you can't really as far as a town code, you can't modify
right
the facade of the building, so they all remain the same, which is great because it retains the the historic value of it, and also it looks really nice. And I think that everyone that lives around here is in tune with that, and a historian or whatever you want to call it. But it's really, you know, that's one thing that makes Essex special, is that we have the same values, and not that, you know, we want anyone else come from around the globe, but what we value is what we want to keep here.
And yeah, no, I get it. You know, it's wonderful because there was a time period in the 1950s when Americans culturally, and in general, in sweeping generalities, did not understand the value of preserving and maintaining historic sites, historic buildings. We were notorious for flattening buildings that were 100 years old or more and building a parking lot or a new mall or something. And out of that grew activists who had a passion for preserving America's past through architecture and buildings. And preservation societies, historical societies sprang up everywhere. And, you know, it may have gotten in the way of some entrepreneurial 20th century spirit, but it certainly did a lot to keep so many. I mean, there were mansions on Park Avenue and Fifth Avenue in New York City where rich industrialists lived that just got knocked to the ground to build some new building. And tragic that they're gone. Really, you know, a terrible pity. So it's wonderful when you have communities where people have come in and preserved everything. And there are buildings in Boston, one in particular, there's a bank that hasn't been a bank in I don't know how many decades. That for the longest time, I don't know that it still is, but it became an insurance agency. And I got to meet the Gianellis family. So any of you listening in Massachusetts may know Ginny Gianellis. Her husband owned a travel network, travel agency that was inside of the insurance agency. And the big challenge was you couldn't hang anything in the windows because it was a historic building and there were all kinds of other things you couldn't do. Inside, you know, for the most part, 18 inches away from the window in the inside, you could do anything you wanted. Within 18 inches of the window, couldn't do a thing. And you couldn't do anything on the outside unless you got papal dispensation or something. And as a result, I got them to buy a lot of easels, put the easels 18 inches from all the windows, and hang things from the ceiling that supported posters and, you know, travel posters and whatnot that were 18 inches in, and then they could at least tell their story to the outside world walking by and still stay within code. So I get that.
Well, and I think if you if you're growing up in a different era and you're running the railroad and you don't know where the tracks run or where the train goes, then you have to learn it and lay down the tracks.
Yep, absolutely.
And so that goes for every generation that is,
going to
be the future of our environment. So these people that created Essex and did what they did, they laid the tracks.
Well, what I want to talk about is, I mean, clearly there's plenty to do and see in the area. And the Essex Inn in Essex, New York, whose website, by the way, is Essex, I-N-N, Essex. So put the word Essex twice and put the word inn, I-N-N, in between, .com. Essex in Essex. .com, and you can get to their website. You'll also find links from sabrams.com. What I'm interested in is learning more about the Essex Inn. How many accommodations do you have for sleeping?
So we have 14 rooms, and 12 of them are in the actual inn. The other couple are in either our stone church building behind us, and also we have the old tart store across the way. And now it's a yoga studio beneath, and then we have the rooms up top. But
so let's talk about the 12 rooms that are in the inn itself. But before we do that, really, I'm interested in the stone church.
So the stone church we acquired a year and a half ago and did a renovation on that. It was built in 1836. And so we put a room in there, and as well as a wine cellar and another kitchen. And the upstairs spaces for private events, whether it be a small wedding or a rehearsal dinner. You know, we can fit up to 80 people in there. We have, it kind of confines the corridor there, so connects to the inn, and we have that space for you know, whether it be private or public, or you know, or treat, or so on and so forth. But
And so, how are they furnished?
So, every room in the inn is a little bit different. They're anywhere from, like, contemporary to Adirondack style.
We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back and find out about not only the rooms, but the public areas and what else is cooking at the Essex Inn in Essex, New York. You got to check this place out, people. Essex Inn, I-N-N, Essex.com. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Don't miss the most exciting musical celebration of the Christmas season. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops Esplanade Orchestra present Holiday Pops at Symphony Hall in Boston, December 6th through New Year's Eve. Thrill to your all-time holiday favorites. Take part in the traditional sing-along. Enjoy a visit from jolly old St. Nick and more. Plan on visiting historic Boston this holiday season and make the Boston Pops at Symphony Hall one of your stops. Your family will love it. Tickets for Holiday Pops, including special kids' matinees, are now on sale. Get yours today. Call 888-266-1200. That's 888-266-1200. Or online at bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
Save this date, November 8th at 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel in Miami Beach, South Beach, Florida, where you'll join Stephanie Abrams for a wine and cheese reception at the Betsy Writers Room, hosted by hotel owner Jonathan Plutzik, for a Meet the Author chat. Stephanie will read an excerpt of her acclaimed novel, Rumors, do a book signing for those who show up with rumors in hand, or acquire rumors at the event. And if you have any travel inquiries, she'll be happy to answer your questions, too. See you on November 8th at 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel, 1440 Ocean Drive, Miami Beach, with travel expert and author Stephanie Abrams for a wine and cheese reception at the Betsy Writers Room. Email Stephanie. Let her know you'll be in attendance. Stephanie at sabrams.com. That's Stephanie at sabrams.com. Be there, or they'll start rumors about you.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
I want the frim fram sauce with the Orson Fee with Shafafa on the side.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Pork chops and bacon.
On the line with me is Tommy Lambert, the general manager of the family-owned and operated Essex Inn on the Adirondack Coast in Essex, New York, a fairy tale place, a town on the National Registry of Historic Places. The whole town is on the National Registry. And, you know, if you've ever been to Ferndale, California, you'll understand what this place is like, in that the folks have gone out of their way to preserve their history, and you really take an amazing step back in time. We are talking about the inn itself now, in the end of the last segment, and there are 14 rooms, 12 in the main in-house building, and two. One is located in a stone church that they recently bought, and the other is across the street in what used to be the cart store, and the accommodation is upstairs in that building. So how do you describe the accommodations, Tommy?
So the one that is above the old tart store, the downstairs is a yoga studio. The upstairs has a full kitchen and two bedrooms, and an add-on third bedroom if you want to, interlock them. It looks over the lake towards the Green Mountains in Vermont. And then as far as the church goes, they have we have the upstairs event space, and we call it the Stone Church Suite. So that's our newest room, and has a king size bed and kind of very nice. You're a little more separated from the inn, so if you want a little more quiet, it's always quiet around Essex, New York, but.
This is even more quiet.
Yeah.
Now, are you right by the water?
Yes, we're right on the lake. Just a quick
lake
walk
Champlain.
Down the road, and you can jump in the water Beggs Point.
So when you say to somebody, go jump in the lake, you're just being kind.
Yeah,
it's
no,
not,
yeah.
It's not an insult.
You know, we won't kick you in there, but you might as well go for a swim and enjoy the water while you're here.
No kidding.
So the
accommodations in the main building, are any of them on the first level?
Yes, we do. We have two rooms that are in, as well as the church suite, are all accessible by ground level.
Okay. And the ones that are on the next level, is the building two levels or more?
we're two-story, so we have two porches, but most of the rooms are on the top level of the second story.
And does one need to be able to walk up the stairs, or is there an elevator?
There is no elevator. If they want to walk up there, that's fine. Otherwise, I'll carry them up.
I love you. I love your spirit.
it's one of these places that become, you have guests, and they start as guests, and then you get to know them, and they become friends. And by the end of their trip here, you're giving them hugs and exchanging phone numbers, and that's one of the things that makes it special.
Isn't that what hospitality is supposed to be about?
I think so. I don't know. I'm new at it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I have to tell you, it doesn't come naturally to all people.
But if you like people and you want to be around people like every other person does, then it does come naturally a little bit. But
yeah, well, I could write a book on people in hospitality who don't come up to the lowest standard. I mean, they're barely crawling out of inhospitable, but they don't know that. They think they're marvelous, and it's also regional. I have to tell you, you get into certain sections, not only of America but other places in the world. People are just lovely, wonderful, friendly, outgoing, helpful, cooperative, cheerful. And then you get into other pockets where everybody is either, you know, crusty, grumpy curmudgeons. And it's like, you know, what are you beating up on your guests for? I mean, that's not so smart.
that's the difference between when you go to a massive hotel here or there, or you go to a family-owned inn.
Well,
family-owned
inns and historic homes and castles and whatever. Well, you know, family-owned, the people have a vested interest in you being really happy. But there are, in spite of that, you know, mega monster-sized hotels where, I'll think of one right now, the Plaza Athenae in New York City. Oh, my goodness. You think you just checked into your own private mansion. The people there are so accommodating and wonderful, and yet you can go into some other hotels in New York City, and, you know, and the rates are outrageous. And, you know, they act like you're doing them a favor, you know, that they're doing you a favor by paying any attention to you at all. And generally, it starts at the top. And you know, it trickles down, and either what trickles down is sweetness and honey, or, you know, glue and napalm and thumbtacks. it's kind of a sad story.
I totally agree with you on that
yeah,
one.
So I want to mention again, your website is Essex in Essex.
Yeah, double
and
N.
It's the double N, I-N-N, Essex, I-N-N, Essex.com.
Yeah, a little bit of a tongue twister.
We have 30 seconds left, and I really have given short shrift to your restaurant, which is open Thursdays through Sundays, people. And I want to tell you, you take a look at the presentation, the photos, images of food coming out of that kitchen, served by the side of Lake Champlain, and you will salivate for all of it, I promise you. Tommy, I'm going to try to make a point to come and visit you. I want to know more about your place and get our own photos and whatnot. And so we're going to talk again real soon. And I want to thank you for joining us this hour.
Yeah, and before we depart here, if I can talk about the chef that
you got presents. 10 seconds, go for it.
Okay, he's his name is Jordan Sauter. He's a executive chef out of Philly, and he moved up to the area a couple years ago. So he and I and the rest of the crew have gotten going, and it's becoming a up-and-coming place.
Oh, my gosh. I want to tell you, the photos make you salivate. Well, thank you for joining us this hour. Stay with me, everybody. We'll be back after the top of the hour news. This is Stephanie Abrams, and we're flying high.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.